Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities January Monthly Podcast. U.S. Treasuries led developed market bond yields higher at the beginning of the month following Democratic victories in both Senate runoff elections in Georgia. The results mean the U.S. Senate is split at 50-50, giving Democrats control as Vice President Harris holds a tie-breaking vote. The market reaction was due to the potential for a more ambitious agenda under the new Biden administration, particularly as it could lead to higher spending under a Republican-controlled Senate. President Biden proposed a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill to be followed by an infrastructure spending plan due to be presented next month. Such large fiscal stimulus would provide a strong boost to growth, with some believing it could also generate inflation high enough for the Federal Reserve to reduce policy accommodation. U.S. Treasuries fully retraced the move during the month as Republicans and even some Democrats oppose such a large-scale package, making it likely to be negotiated downwards. Fed Chair Jerome Powell stressed that it would take some time before substantial further progress was made toward its employment and inflation goals, and that a focus on exit is premature. In terms of portfolio positioning, headline duration increased by approximately 1.2 years, with most of the ad coming in long rates as the threat of higher inflation seems a low probability. Front end duration decreased by a half a year. Swap spread positioning also decreased in the 5 to 7 year part of the curve by a half a year. The short Germany, long US position increased to negative 5.7 years total duration as the spread between US and German 10 years widened from 148 basis points to 160 basis points. U.S. investment grade credit was reduced by 1.5% on profit taking and to reallocate to below investment grade where there is greater value in positioning for the global reopening trade. Select names were targeted in energy and industrials as they should see the highest beta to a global reopening. The short euro currency position was reduced by 2.5%. Long positions in BRL in Russia increased by 1.5%, given both countries are net exporters of energy and should do well upon global reopening. In terms of January performance, overall, duration positioning was the most significant detractor from performance, mainly due to long U.S. duration exposure. However, short swap spread duration offset some of that negative effect. Emerging market debt detracted mainly as a result of rate exposures in Mexico, Russia, and Indonesia. Foreign exchange positioning was also an overall detractor, mainly as a result of long Brazilian real, Russian ruble, and Mexican peso exposures. High yield was a small contributor as a result of energy, and investment grade credit was a small positive as spreads tightened. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset's base case outlook is for a U-shaped global economic recovery, with an expectation that short-term growth challenges will be followed by a continuation of the global rebound thereafter. The recent sharp increase in new COVID-19 cases has led to tighter restrictions in many countries, and this is likely to weigh on growth in the near term. However, recent regulatory approvals of various vaccines and an acceleration of the rollout in many countries, together with significant ongoing policy support, should boost growth in the second half of 21. Given this backdrop, we expect central banks to remain extraordinarily accommodative, especially given ongoing subdued inflation pressures, a recognition that global growth remains fragile, and the persistence of downside risks. Our portfolios are positioned to withstand further market volatility, yet remain flexible enough to capture value opportunities as they appear. So this concludes our January podcast. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.